having those big conversations early on, which I did with our main supplier, Johnson's in Scotland, we work with, we've done so since the start of the business. And I had a very honest conversation with the CEO, because I knew, you know, everybody else would be knocking on Simon Cotton's door as soon as it all started to happen. So I lifted the phone to anybody that I needed to have those difficult conversations with early on outside the business. So suppliers such as Simon, you know, who then we had a finance plan, we broke down the invoices, we were paying incrementally rather than, you know, and then the other thing they did for us, they kept more stock up there than they needed to. So we got a warehouse up there where we keep stuff and pull stuff down. And they were just really, really kind and really supportive. We rewrote our whole payment schedule. We've got a really good deal with them anyway. So we have 60 days to pay. And of course our business model works really well. So people are paying us because they're buying online before we're paying Johnson's, our supplier, effectively. They basically allowed us to break it down and produce a plan. And I think, thinking back on it, we got a couple of months where we weren't paying anything, even though they were holding £150,000 worth of stock for us up there. So in that respect, really good. And really supportive, you know, really kind of almost mentoring. So the commercial director up there, I spoke to him almost every week of the beginning of lockdown, told him where we were, just that clear communication, told him where we were, how things were doing. Not always good news, you know, for the first, I think, 3 or 4 weeks, we almost saw no sales in our inbox. So it just came to a big, horrible crash stop. Nobody was spending anything, even online. So that was painful, but necessary. So I think, I mean, Johnson's, we only have one cashmere supplier. So they are our biggest supplier. I went to our packaging guys as well. They were happy to hold back on payments for a couple of months. I think it was those hard, just open conversations that really helped them, reassure them, you know, that we weren't just going to go crashing down and close the doors, but also help myself focus on what we needed to do and where we needed to go and just keep reviewing that. I think I knew that if I was honest with all of these people who, to be fair, we've worked with for many years, then, you know, they would have our back and be in our corner. Where are we now? We're kind of, you know, we're creeping up towards 90% of where we were this time a year ago in terms of revenue. But interestingly, because I've pared back on all our expenses, some of those, you know, people expenses, I'm doing the job of two or three people at the moment. And of course, there's the furlough and there was the grant scheme. So there's other variables in the mix. But actually, we're in a more profitable position this time this year than we were this time last year by quite a chunk, which has been an interesting exercise and observation.